from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting, leaving more than 200 dead in its wake across the Caribbean. Hurricane Matthew now barreling toward Florida with potentially catastrophic winds. 2 million people across the southeast United States have been told to flee inland. It's the most powerful storm to threaten the U.S. Atlantic coast in more than a decade. Florida Governor Rick Scott warning residents it's monstrous and life-threatening storm.
If you're reluctant to evacuate, just think of all the people this storm has already killed. You and your family could be among these numbers if you don't take this seriously.
Millions of people in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina were told to evacuate their homes, and interstate highways were turned into one-way routes to speed up the exodus. Florida alone accounted for about 1.5 million people told to clear out. Many boarded up their homes and businesses and left at the mercy of the storm. Like thousands of other Americans, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton abruptly upended their plans in Florida Thursday, where Hurricane Matthew continues to threaten havoc in the final stretch of the presidential campaign in a crucial state. The campaign's rush to move staff and volunteers, close offices, and cancel events in the path of the storm. And as many Floridians heeded calls to evacuate, both candidates began the delicate task of pursuing votes during a crisis. Hillary Clinton's campaign asked the state of Florida to extend voter registration, though the governor denied that request. Both candidates are also preparing for their second debate, which will be held this Sunday in a town hall style format in St. Louis, Missouri. This is VOA.